The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1963, NASA launched experimental weather satellite Tyro 7 with a mission to observe Earth's weather from orbit while also conducting other experiments like measuring the temperature of space. Most of the previous Tyro satellites were notoriously short-lived, but this one stayed in orbit and fully functional through five hurricane seasons. In 1981, the Soviet space program racked up another first, the first expansion of an existing space station by adding a new module. For safety's sake, the expansion happened while space station Salyut 6 was unoccupied, but it was a successful automatic docking that provided valuable engineering data to ground controllers planning the Salyut 7 and Mir space stations. Their experience led to the International Space Station. Born on this day in 1933, Soviet cosmonaut Viktor Patsayev, one of the three men aboard the doomed Soyuz 11 mission. Born today in 1971, Alan Van Sprang, who played Section 31 Agent Leland in Star Trek Discovery.
Shoot all of that data into the future in hopes that nothing will find it poses an unacceptable risk to the larger mission. As a Terran, you should be able to see the logic.
And if she is who she claims to be?
Then you are still only the second most powerful woman in the universe.
Actress Zoe Saldana, Lieutenant Uhura in J.J. Abrams' rebooted Star Trek universe, and Gamora in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, was born today in 1978.
You at least want to know my name before you completely reject me?
I'm fine without it.
You are fine without it. It's Jim Kirk.
It's Uhura.
Uhura what?
Just Uhura.
You don't have last names in your world?
Uhura is my last name.
So, you're a cadet, you're studying, what's your focus?
Xenolinguistics. You have no idea what that means.
Study of alien languages, morphology, phonology, syntax. Means you've got a talented tongue.
I'm impressed.
Jared Padalecki of Supernatural was born in 1982. Author J.M. Barrie, who created Peter Pan, died on this day in 1937. And in 2016, actor Anton Yelchin, star of such movies as Terminator Salvation and a remake of Fright Night, became the first cast member from the new Star Trek movies to pass away. He was only 27 years old. In 1984, a new short-run science fiction series for younger viewers on New Zealand's NZTV introduced us to the children of the Dog Star.
Are you gonna send me home?
Do you want to go? The swamp is very special for us, Ronnie. Our people, tama whānau.
I know, it's tapu.
You may know the word. Do you understand it?
Forbidden.
It's more than that. You must never break a tapu. If you do, bad things happen.
In 1989, Fleetwood Mac drummer Mick Fleetwood shaved off his legendary beard and stepped into a giant fish suit to guest star on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Even in this state, they possess a certain dignity, graceful countenance.
If you say so, Lieutenant.
I see. Is this how you felt when you first saw me?
Maybe at first a little. I've come to think you're handsome for a Klingon. That didn't quite come out the way I meant, sir.
I still say they look better in sauce.
In 2010, the Doctor issued an invitation to trouble while standing on top of Stonehenge as the Pandorica opens.
Hello, Stonehenge! Who takes the Pandorica takes the universe. But bad news, everyone! 'Cause guess who? Listen, you lot, you're all whizzing about. It's really very distracting. Could you all just stay still a minute? Because I am talking!
Now, the question of the hour is, who's got Pandorica? Answer, I do. Next question, who's coming to take it from me? Come on! Look at me! No plan, no backup, no weapons worth a damn. Oh, and something else I don't have. Anything to lose. So, if you're sitting up there in your silly little spaceship with all your silly little guns, and you've got any plans on taking the Pandorica tonight, just remember who's standing in your way. Remember every black day I ever stopped you. And then, do the smart thing. Let somebody else try first.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcast and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported. And there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.
In 1989, Fleetwood Mac drummer Flick Meatwood.